The symposium is April 2nd and 3rd here at the Lake Alfred Citrus Center, and it's not too late to register. We have 121 people registered from all over the world now, representing all kinds of interests in mechanical harvesting of all kinds of fruits, including olives, blueberries, apples, and cherries, and of course also citrus. So we have a good cross-section of registrants, and we should have a very good symposium. We'll be taking registration all the way up to the day of the symposium. In fact, people can just walk in and register on the 2nd or 3rd, depending on what meetings they want to attend.
Of course, it's at the Citrus Research and Education Center. For those who want to do it in advance, Jim, how do they get information and where do they register?
Everything you need to know is on our webpage. It's conference.ifas.ufl.edu/harvest. And you can also get that link off of the CREC webpage in Lake Alfred.
Why should Florida citrus growers and others in the Florida citrus industry want to attend this conference?
Well, it's a real opportunity for growers to see what's going on in mechanical harvesting. And other, there's a lot of crops that are farther along in mechanical harvesting than citrus. And learning from their experiences in other fruit crops, I think, would be a real opportunity for people interested in mechanical harvesting or growers that might be interested in adopting mechanical harvesting to see what's going on in other crops. We understand it's an awkward time in the 1st of April. It's right in the middle of the harvest season, but we deliberately scheduled the symposium at that time so that people coming to Florida could see mechanical harvesting and citrus in progress. One of the keynote speakers is Dr. Rivetti, who is originally from Argentina but is now in Australia. He's developed the mechanical harvesting industry for olives in Australia. He's a good keynote speaker. Our own Bill Barber from Likes Brothers in Central Florida is talking about orchards of the future, so there'll be an opportunity to see what people involved in mechanical harvesting and citrus are thinking about revising orchards to be more adapted to mechanical harvesting. We have people from California coming in from UC Davis talking about sensory properties of table olives, how mechanically and hand-harvested olives differ. And there's other speakers talking about collaborative efforts and commercialization of harvest systems in apples from Pennsylvania. So there's a good cross-section of people coming from all over.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.